Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. Today's guest from AT&T Park in San Francisco, Giants manager Bruce Bochy. But before we hear from Bruce, I want to tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, where you might see Giants relief pitcher George Contos.
It's a great golf course. It's very convenient for us to get there, and it's a very challenging course. If you're not in your game, you get in the rough. Rough's long there. It's a very beautiful course. They're very gracious and get us out there anytime we're able to get out there for an off day and play some golf. So, with how beautiful the course is and how challenging it can be, it's always a lot of fun getting out there and playing around.
Now let's get to the conversation with Giants manager Bruce Bochy. Bruce, obviously it's been a tough first half. So how do you keep the morale, you know, positive and keep these guys moving in the right direction, because there's a long season to go?
Well, we all have a responsibility, and that's to come out here and perform to the best of our ability, for ourselves, our teammates, our ownership, all these great fans that are coming out here, and that's not going to stop. And that's my job to make sure it doesn't stop, and to keep guys upbeat and the morale good. I mean, it's easy like your players when they're going well, but it's when they are going through such a difficult times like we're going through right now. That's when they need all of us, and that's what we're going to do. Keep staying behind them, supporting them, and we'll come out of this. Tough times don't last forever, but tough people do, and that's how we're looking at it.
How do you go about the business of evaluating the young talent? I know you've done this before, but you get a kid up here, and he might be on fire for a few weeks, like a Christian Arroyo, and then, you know, he has his ups and downs because the major leagues are not easy. So what kind of challenges are there for you as the manager?
You know, I look forward to seeing these young players. I do. The worst part of it is I usually have to let somebody go, like Aaron Hill, who was such a pro and how he handled himself, what he did for us in that clubhouse. And it was a pleasure just getting to know him. I saw him from the other side and always appreciated his gifts and talents. But to have some time with him, and that's what makes it tough when you're bringing up these young players. But I look forward to watching Ryder Jones. Now, how long he'll be at third base, I can't tell you. Probably until Nunez gets back. But still, for him to – to reach his dream, it's always a bright spot in your day when you can shake a young man's hand that just made it up to the big leagues.
We'll have more with Giants manager Bruce Bochy right after this.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. I guess they should have hired me for that TV commercial. No, I don't think so. But seriously, in San Francisco, it's really true. In fact, AT&T Park has a good neighbor right around the corner. That's right, Sandy Lee State Farm is a Buster Posey home run away from AT&T Park at 188 South Park Street on the corner of 3rd Street. Sandy Lee has been my State Farm agent for 10 years, and I have to tell you, when I've made claims, Sandy Lee gave me peace of mind, which is what we all need when it comes to insurance. Whether it's car, home, or even earthquake insurance, Sandy Lee and her team are down-to-earth, devoted, and understanding. They take control of any situation, and you never feel like you're being sold something. Give Sandy Lee State Farm a call at 415-227-9833. That's 415-227-9833 for Sandy Lee State Farm.
Well, I know you've been looking for young players that will kind of, just grab the opportunity. It looks like Austin Slater is doing that. I mean, he's just taking the bull by the horns here. So what impresses you about Slater so far?
Just the way he's carried himself, like a major league player. He's not intimidated by anything. He just seems determined not to go back to Triple-A. He's got some big hits for us. He's done a good job defensively. And I've hit him everywhere in the order. He's hitting eighth today, but he's hit even in that five hole. But I like the way he goes the other way. He but he can pull the ball too, and he's got a quick bat.
Looks like Kyle Crick has found a home as a reliever. I saw him as a starter when he was first coming up, and he threw hard. But then, he had that wildness going, and he spent a lot of time in the minor league. So what do you think of him? I know he's only made the one outing so far, but what do you think are his chances as a relief pitcher?
Well, I think his chances are good. I mean, he's got the equipment to pitch up here. When you throw 95-plus, and he's come up with a good slider, and he's got a good changeup. And, those were pitches he didn't have a couple of years ago. He was pretty much a thrower, but the way he's matured as a pitcher and as a person, he was probably a little, to be honest, a little immature when we had him, 3 years ago in Major League camp, but you could see a difference in the man this spring, just how he carried himself and the way he carried himself on the mound. He's thrown more strikes. Now he's a three-pitch guy, And like I said, when you have that fastball, and he has a big fastball, it's a swing and miss fastball, that works up here.
We'll continue with the skipper of the San Francisco Giants, Bruce Bochy, in just a moment. Do you want to go to the perfect restaurant and bakery before a Giants game? Why not go to the place where Matt Cain ate before he threw his perfect game? That's Town's End Restaurant and Bakery. It's true, I'm not making this up. On June the 13th, 2012, Matt Cain had a great meal at Town's End, then took the mound down the road at AT&T Park and tossed the first perfect game in Giants history. Your meal can be just as effective after you choose one of their homemade sourdough English muffins, scones, and breads. Town's End also serves cage-free Petaluma eggs. For 26 years, Town's End has been capturing the spirit of San Francisco with consistent quality from their family-run business. Serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., and brunch on Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., Town's End is located right along the Embarcadero at 2 Townsend Street in San Francisco. Eat at Town's End Restaurant and Bakery, and who knows, perhaps you can be perfect that day too. Before I let you go, I just wanted to ask you about the overall picture of baseball right now. A lot more home runs, strikeouts are up. Are you noticing this just watching games? I mean, what do you think are the reasons maybe why we're seeing so many more home runs and more strikeouts?
Well, I think the philosophy of these teams has changed. You're hearing things like launch angle and exit velocity, and teams are paying a little bit more attention to this. So, they want their guys to get the ball in the air. And you look at individual players and their comments. I've seen them throughout the league on different teams. I'm trying to get the ball in the air and hit as far as I can, or I'm trying to hit it on the pull side in the air, get as far as I can, because the ball is flying. You get these hitter-friendly parks. We just left Atlanta. Oh, my goodness. You're talking about a bandbox, and it wasn't even real hot there yet. It's going to get worse. And so, teams now are looking for those guys who can get the ball in the air and hit for more power. So the old, the OPS, the slugging now is getting a lot of attention.
But do you still appreciate the guy who just, hits line drives, is not looking to hit home runs? I mean, your team, you play in a big ballpark. It doesn't seem like you have guys that are really looking to do that.
No, we don't. But to be honest, you got to have those guys. We're missing some power, no question about it. Now, with that said, you can't cookie cutter guys, have them all trying to do that. You guys who could be your spray hitters or ping hitters, whatever you want to call them. They're going to use the whole field. You take a guy in Colorado like LeMahieu. He's a big guy, but yet he's not a home run hitter. He's trying to use the whole field. That works. So those guys are invaluable too, because you got to have those guys get on base and set the table for you.
Bruce, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Always good talking with you.
That's Giants manager Bruce Bochy. Coming up on Wednesday, we'll hear from Giants relief pitcher Stephen Oker. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.